After a weekend in hotel detention, Novak Djokovic was granted temporary leave to attend a federal court hearing in a last-ditch attempt to stop his deportation. But that freedom was short-lived after the full bench voted unanimously in favour of Immigration Minister Alex Hawke's decision to remove him from Australia. It ends the world number one tennis player's bid to defend his Australian Open title. Djokovic was set to play in the first round of the tournament on Monday evening. He now faces the prospect of a three-year ban on re-entering Australia. In a statement, he said he was extremely disappointed, but would cooperate with authorities and leave Australia. The Immigration Minister argued that Djokovic posed a public health risk, and his opposition to mandatory vaccination could fuel that sentiment. His supporters outside his lawyer's office disagreed.
Novak Djokovic is not an anti-vaxxer. He's a voice for human rights and human choice. He's never stated that he's anti-vax. He has always just stated that he wants to control what enters his body.
Chief Justice James Allsop stressed that the court was not there to judge the merits of Djokovic's case, only whether or not the minister acted within his authority. It's the second time Djokovic has faced the federal court in less than a week. He was approved for a visa and a medical exemption to play in the Australian Open on the grounds he'd already had COVID-19 in December. But on January the 5th, when he arrived at Melbourne Airport, immigration officials said he failed to meet the entry criteria and his visa was cancelled. A federal court then overturned that decision, only to be overruled by the Immigration Minister 4 days later, when the government announced Djokovic must leave Australia.
This is a problem where the federal government issued a visa, let's not forget that, issued Novak Djokovic with a visa, allowed him to board a plane, and then when he arrived here, during that time really that Djokovic was in the air, there was a change in the attitude from the Australian federal government, and it was a hostile reception that Djokovic got when he arrived here.
The federal court ruling has been welcomed by the government. Australia has some of the toughest border restrictions in the world, and more than 90% of its adult population has been fully vaccinated. The Australian Open will now go ahead on Monday without the world's number one tennis player. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.
Well, there's been a strong reaction to that ruling in Djokovic's native Serbia. The president said Australia had humiliated itself.
It was very easy for Australian authorities to say from the very beginning that, only vaccinated, only inoculated people could enter Australian territory. But they didn't say so. They were saying completely different story, including this medical exemptions. And after that, they forgot about it and they wanted to create alleged political principles, which were not principles at all.
Dijana Vukadinovic is in Belgrade with more reaction.
Novak Djokovic left Australia after a court upheld decision to cancel his visa. Beside political officials here in Serbia, Novak's father gave a short statement on the topic. Novak's case opened several questions here in Serbia. One specifically, breaking off the isolation once you're positive on COVID-19. Novak Djokovic himself admitted to break the isolation while he was positive. So this question was brought up at the crisis council several days ago when one of the members of this council shortly gave an explanation that the document that Novak Djokovic had saying that he was positive on 19 was valid. But there will be no punishment for him since this rule was only on stage during the emergency state.